Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I know you're all a Twitter about that, aren't you? That used to mean a lot more, all of Twitter. I actually used to get away with that years ago. But now that we have Twitter, it doesn't really work as well, does it? All of Twitter. Vicki Oliver is the lovely and talented Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. She's a career advice expert. She's the author of 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions. Many of you have read her byline in many outlets across the landscape, and she's a member of our Brain Trust, which I know she's all a Twitter about, and she's our good friend Vicki Oliver. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Remember when that worked, all a Twitter?
I like it. I know.
it just doesn't
now
seem...
Now it's a brand. You just can't say it anymore.
I could be sued for that, right? All a Twitter. Twitter can sue me for saying
that. Either that or you're promoting the brand.
There you go. Maybe that's the story I'm sticking to. Hey, Vicki, in the previous segment when I told the audience that you were joining us, I said something about, you helping people, employees and employers, know how to ask the right questions, know how to give the right answers, and as if it was us against them. But the real objective is not really to get a job, but put the right people with the right companies, isn't it?
Yes, and so many times people really do not exactly get that correct. You're looking for fit. That's what you're looking for. If you're an employer, you want somebody who's going to come on and stay there for several years at least.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for a job, you want a company that feels right to you. You don't just want any job. It has to feel right.
Right, right. And which is really, there's a lot of extra pressure right now with all the unemployed situation.
Yes,
happening
there's a
right
lot of
now.
Pressure,
and,
exactly.
And with employers being so judicious about hiring new people, and we've got so many unfilled jobs because they can't find qualified people. I mean, we've got a really weird employment dynamic going on right now, don't we?
Yes. I mean, on the one hand, you have people who have been out of work for a couple of years, and that always makes finding a job harder.
Right.
If you've been like pounding the pavement, let's say, for over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, employers, I think, are wary. They're wary about overhiring, which is good. They don't want to overhire, which
right.
is important not to overhire.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is trying to figure out if that person is really going to gel with the culture of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it just comes down to, going deeper and doing a little more homework.
Should we be concerned about someone who's been unemployed for a long time? What should we look for to see if we could possibly find a diamond in the rough, so to speak?
I think it depends on how much money the person's making.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you make more money, it's harder to find that kind of a job.
Right.
And, unfortunately, those jobs don't grow on trees,
you know.
And so somebody who makes, six-figure salary, they could be unemployed or underemployed for 2 years, and it's not that unusual. It's not
mm-hmm.
that unusual. If they make, five figures, I think it is a little more unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on how much the person earns. And yes, if the person is not making enough money to sort of justify that kind of a job search, that length of a job search, that could be sort of a red flag that could say, oh, wow, well, maybe I should look deeper into that person and see if they're really going to be a
fan. Well, for example, I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there with really powerful resumes.
Yeah.
Who, six-figure resumes looking for five-figure jobs.
Should
we be concerned about that?
Yes, and also because at the end of the day, an employee wants a job that fits like a glove, and an employer wants that person to be a good ambassador for that firm, no matter how large it is, if it's small, if it's medium-sized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... it's very tough, and I think that a lot of times, you know, people take shortcuts. I mean, there's a lot of literature about how people take shortcuts. Like, employers tend to make up their mind about a candidate in less than 2 minutes. Hmm. That's a shortcut.
That's a mistake, isn't it?
It's a mistake, and it's hard because the person walks in, they look like they fit, they're well-dressed. You know, they're personable.
It's a mistake either way. It's a mistake if you like them in 2 minutes, or it's a mistake if you don't like them in 2 minutes.
It's a mistake because people are a little bit more than what they look like and the suit that they're wearing.
Right, right. Or maybe they're just a little rusty, or maybe they're, you know, there are a lot of smart people out there who aren't good at taking tests, right?
Exactly.
So maybe they're just not good at the interview.
Right, they could be nervous. They could
right.
be nervous. You know, also...
Or desperate. I mean, maybe they're really qualified... But if they haven't had a job in a year, they're desperate. I mean, give them a break.
Right. The other side that I think is, I mean, very occasionally somebody walks in and they're overconfident, you know? And you're like, wow, they're just too confident.
Yeah.
So that can be, you know, it's trying to get to know the person. And if you feel like you're not, you don't have enough time to get to know them, like, call them in again. Have a second interview.
I think that's such a smart thing. And I think you and I may have talked about this. I know I've talked about it myself or with other people over the years. You know, if you've got an important position other than, you know, maybe just an hourly type thing, but if you've got somebody who's going to be either put the potential, if not initially, the potential to have a key position in your company, don't hire them on one interview.
Right.
Everybody just take a deep breath, defer the gratification just a little bit, and just say, you know, why don't you come back on it's Monday, why don't you come back on Wednesday, and let's talk about this some more.
Right.
And let everybody sleep on it a little bit. I mean, isn't that going to produce a better result?
I do think so. And in fact, if you, you know, depending on the type of company that you work at, if you can do this, if the person is not employed, I mean, I see no harm in freelancing the person also. I mean, you can just say, you know what, we'd like to test you out. Just be honest. We'd like to test you out for 2 months. Come in. We'll put you on a consulting basis and let's see how it works.
I've been doing this for years. I would say, okay, here's the deal. Let's get started. I'm not going to call it a probationary period because you're not in trouble, but let's work together for 60 or 90 days, pick a number, and at the end of that time, if either one of us aren't happy, then no harm, no foul, no hurt feelings. We just go our separate ways.
Exactly.
And that works great, folks.
It works fantastic.
Just say, you know, no harm, you know, just if you don't like it, if I don't like it, nobody's feelings gets hurt. So we just figure it out, and it does work. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Vicki Oliver, the author of 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.